SiriusXM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
Welcome back to I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Lijay Duzible, with my guys, LaShawn Shady McCoy and Adam Pac-Man Jones. Shout out to the Cowboys Radio on SiriusXM for that clip of Sunday's game with the Dallas Cowboys versus the Washington Commanders. And Cooper Rush has another win in his bag for the Cowboys as they defeat the Washington Commanders 25-10. Now, Cooper Rush won again while filling in for Dak Prescott, throwing a touchdown pass to Michael Gallup, who made his receiver debut for the Cowboys this year. And the Cowboys won 25-10 against the Commanders. Rush also had a touchdown pass to number one receiver CeeDee Lamb. He's improved to 4-0 as a starter. Now, the defense, this Dallas defense, is playing ridiculous. I mean, they haven't given up more than 17 points a game during Cooper Rush's run. And it's the first time the defense has held the team's first four opponents to 19 points or fewer since 1973. Now, owner Jerry Jones made his weekly appearance on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas today. And he said he did not expect the Cowboys to beat 3-1 with Cooper Rush as a starting quarterback. And he would not rule out that Dak Prescott would play Sunday against the LA Rams. But he did acknowledge the quarterback's grip on the football is not well enough to play at the moment. This is what Jerry Jones had to say about Dak Prescott.
No, I did not. We were, the thought for me was let's just don't get eliminated from having a chance to compete as we go into the season and certainly as we get closer to the playoff time. Let's don't eliminate ourselves because hopefully we can get better. We do have help on the way. It's better. And I know that he's going to go out there every day and make progress toward being able to grip the ball. I don't know that you could ask for better news.
Is he able to grip the football now?
No, not well enough to play.
So is there an amount of games or a record or a win streak that would change the plan this year?
No. I think as I see it right today.
I like what he put that in at the end, Shady and Adam Pac-Man Jones. He said, no, as I see it right today, leaving room for speculation. Now, head coach Mike McCarthy also spoke on Dak Prescott, and he was saying he wants to see him go through a full week of practice. Here's Mike McCarthy speaking on Dak Prescott.
I definitely want to see Dak go through a full week of prep before he plays. I mean, I think that's all. I mean, we're not talking about being out 1 week here, you know, or two. I mean, this is going to be a month. And definitely I'd like to see him go through a week.
Now, Adam Pac-Man Jones, you know Jerry Jones very well.
He
doesn't say anything just to say it. I think that last little tidbit at the end, when he says no, as I see it right today, leaves room for speculation. Now, again, Dak Prescott is making $40 million this year. I don't know if there's a quarterback controversy, but with Jerry leaving that little room of tidbit saying not no, as I see it right today, is there a scenario where Cooper Rush takes over as a starting quarterback?
Hell yeah. It's called business. Business, man.
What you mean by that, Pac?
Business. I mean business. Big B's. At the end of the day, bro, they winning. Jerry's not changing nothing if they're winning. If he can come back, let's just say he don't lose no games in the next 2 weeks, because they ain't going to come back the next 2 weeks, I don't think. If he don't lose no games next 2 weeks, he definitely not coming back. If he go 1-1, I still don't think they make the decision to go back to Dak because he's playing better. The team is playing better. Like, when the last time have we fucking seen Dallas play like this, man?
Maybe Dak's rookie year, maybe?
Come on, man. Like, it's exciting to be a Dallas fan right now. Like, and I was talking shit about when we was playing. I'm like, how this and that ain't this, you know what I mean? Talking trash to Michael Irvin. And they went on in there and they spanked us. But, like, you could tell they're playing exciting. I mean, playing excited. The quarterback is playing really good right now. There's no way that you go back to Dak right now.
Yeah, Shady, I saw you shaking your head. I know the viewers can't see that. And you've been a big proponent of giving Cooper Rush his flowers, right? Saying he's not playing like a typical backup quarterback, right? He could be a starter in this league for another team. So do you see a scenario where Cooper Rush maybe pulls a Dak Prescott on Dak Prescott?
I can't say it right now, but like Pac said, he's playing well. The team's playing well. And even if he goes 1-1, even a healthy – before the season started, a healthy Dak, we didn't think that he can – go on there and just wipe out the Rams. And who's the next game against? The Rams and the
I think the Eagles.
Yeah. Yep. So that's a game that Dak may not win. He may go 1-1. So like Pac said, I wouldn't just cancel him out where Cooper Rush can't play. I'd rather have Dak healthy. And I don't know if it'll be a quarterback controversy because, granted, you know, Dak makes a lot of money.
A lot.
And I think he just signed his deal, a year ago or 2 years ago? So something he's still like fresh
maybe
on it.
2 years ago, yeah.
But if this was – 3 years ago, if this is 3 years from now, 2 years from now, I think it will be a quarterback controversy. Same thing that Dak did to Tony Romo.
Correct. Well, I'll ask you this, guys, because it's been interesting to hear the Dallas players speak in the media. CeeDee Lamb, right? We had questions, was he a number one receiver? Struggled week one with Dak Prescott.
He's still not a number one receiver.
I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying his numbers have improved with Cooper Rush. I think it was telling. I think after this week's game, he was saying, you know, with the way Cooper has been playing, now we don't have to rush Dak Prescott back. And usually, you know, number one receiver, you know, as soon as our guy's ready, we want him to come back. That's kind of not what the message that CeeDee Lamb had. So what do you think about that, Pac? That, you know, not to say that CeeDee Lamb was throwing Dak under the bus, but he was, I mean, granted, if you're a receiver and you're, you know, you got continuity with the backup guy and you've been playing better than you did week one, you obviously want that connection to continue because in week one with Dak, it struggled. Now, part of that is on Kellen Moore. I think he's called a masterful game plan with Cooper Rush that he didn't do with Dak Prescott. And hopefully when Dak comes back, he uses some of the things he did with Cooper Rush with Dak Prescott. But, you know, when the number one receiver, even though you said he's not a number one, comes out and says that, what do you think about that?
Well, really, CeeDee Lamb need to worry about what he need to do because – CeeDee Lamb is wearing 88 right now. And if you go back and look at the history of 88, I don't know if CeeDee Lamb should be talking right now. Now, I understand what you got to say about we got to wait for – we ain't going to rush him back. But, bro, speaking when spoken to, don't speak on certain situations. And this is good for a young guy because he need to know this shit. Like, he don't need to be talking about that right there. Because
I mean, they asked him the question.
It's still – he should have said, I don't have nothing to say about that.
He don't have nothing to say. Shady, with the brand
hard on him.
Yeah, he is. You see him with the brand of football the Cowboys are playing and how their defense has been, you know, playing at a high level. Could they compete with the Eagles for the NFC East crown? Because I think when that guy hurt, it was a foregone conclusion that, you know, this is the Eagles division to lose. But now with the way this defense has played and Cooper Rush has played on offense, could they compete with the Eagles for the NFC East crown?
Want me to go first?
I said shit.
Because I'm sorry. This is an easy one. Absolutely not.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely not. How dare you put the Dallas Cowboys with Dak or Cooper Rush, wherever you want to play.
They've
play
only
them both.
Given up 19 points this season.
I don't
in one game.
Care what they did. When you watch the game, you see a difference. We got top-tier secondary. We got a top-tier D-line.
So do they.
They do?
Michael Parsons? DeMarcus Lawrence has like 3 or 4 sacks already this year.
Okay. That's top. They got a top tier. Okay, now go to the
Donovan Wilson is playing like a Pro Bowl safety. There's no better tracking corner in the league than Trayvon Diggs.
First of all, he wasn't starting for a reason. I don't know whatever that reason is.
I don't give a damn. I know what he's doing on film right now.
So
I know what he's doing on film right now.
He just started playing well, so I give him his credit, right?
Yeah.
And then who else? Trayvon Diggs?
What you mean? He's answered every question that we've had this year so far.
I don't know about not yet.
All right, come on, Shady. Come on, have you turned on the film?
Come on, Shady.
Hold on.
You're right about everything else, but the Trayvon. Trayvon has been answering.
Trayvon is a good. He's a good player, right? But I mean, like, who else is in the back end? Who else? Who else?
You have to say Donovan Wilson.
Let's go to the offense. Let's go to the offense.
Okay, let's go to the offense.
You say y'all don't even have a number one over there from Pac-Man Jones. Y'all don't even have a number one over there. Okay? So we
got
to.
Y'all got him on offense.
All right. So my thing is, collectively, first of all, that defensive line that the Cowboys got, they the real deal.
Yeah.
They ain't playing no offensive line like the Eagles yet. They ain't yet.
Talk bad to them then.
It's the truth. They ain't playing against a quarterback like our quarterback.
Y'all ain't playing against the D-line like them yet either, though.
So whatever they want to do, we can do it. And we're going to sweep them boys. Two wins this year.
A sweep, Shady?
And I hope Dak play. I think Dak's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But I'm not overly like extra on that like everybody else is. You know, I seen a lot of good quarterbacks. I think he's okay. I think he's a good player. I'm just not overly crazy about him. You know, because his last time he played a game, he had 134 yards, no touchdowns, and an interception, and a loss with 3 points. That's all I know. That's all I've seen. I'm more afraid of Cooper Rush than Dak Prescott.
Crazy. This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Lee J. Duzible, with my guys, LeSean Shady McCoy and Adam Pac-Man Jones. We go from the Cooper Rush-led Cowboys to the Aaron-led Packers, who came away with a win versus the New England Patriots. Now, the Packers struggled in the first half against the Patriots, who were playing with their third quarterback. I mean, backup Brian Hoyer came in the game, ended up getting concussed, and was out of the game. And then Bailey Zappe, who they took in last year's draft from Western Kentucky, who I'm high on, came into the game. The Packers trailed 10-7 at halftime, and Aaron Rodgers just did not have continuity with the offense. He had his lowest passer rating, which is 11.2 of any half in any of the 210 games that he started. He also threw just his fourth pick six of his career when rookie cornerback Jack Jones jumped an out route that he was trying to connect with Alan Lazard. He was so off target on a short throw to Romeo Doubs that the rookie wide receiver couldn't secure it easily enough before he fumbled. This is Aaron Rodgers talking about how this Green Bay team cannot continue to win in games like this.
This way of winning, I don't think is sustainable because it's just pushed too much pressure on our defense. And obviously, I got to play better and will play better. The second half is our kind of football where we're mixing it up. We're throwing the ball outside the numbers. Obviously, we ran the ball, controlled line scrimmage really well. This is a New England team that's not as bad as their record. They're 1-3. They're obviously incredibly well coached. Can't be 2-2 losing to a third string quarterback. But this is the one we had to have.
Now, Aaron Rodgers, and it's been well documented how he's had some struggles with some of these young receivers. Well, there's a guy that potentially could help boost this offense, and that's Odell Beckham Jr., who seems to be flirting with everybody. Now, during an appearance on the Pat McAfee show, Aaron Rodgers said him and Beckham are friends and remain in contact. He also noted that obviously with a player like that, talking about Beckham, you always hope that there's a time when you could figure things out and play together. Now, Odell Beckham, during the game, was tweeting about Aaron Rodgers, and he said, AR, which is Aaron Rodgers, is too fire. Honestly, bro, makes it look effortless. My guy, Chris Williamson, quote tweeted Odell and said, a lot of damage could be done with you and Rodgers. Odell replied and said, who you telling? That's a different breed right there. Now, but the question is, with Romeo, you know, Romeo Doubs couldn't come up with a late touchdown catch in that game, which would have secured the win easily in regulation for the Green Bay Packers. You know, there's been some growing pains with the young receivers. Should the Green Bay Packers, Shady, look into maybe signing Odell Beckham?
Yeah, I think at this point, I mean, they'll take anybody. I mean, they're going like touchdowns and they dropping the ball. But then again, I think Odell was a good player, but I don't know how he'll be after the injury. I mean, I don't know. I guess you wait to see. I guess you wait to see how he looks. He looks a lot bigger than normal. If you look at him,
he do. He do.
And that's not always a good thing, I think, for his skill set. But I think he'll be a lot better than a lot of them wide receivers. Only thing is, they've been running. They've been in the offense. They just plug somebody in there. When you have to be the lead, where Odell got plugged in to the Rams, he wasn't the lead guy. He wasn't the main guy. Cooper Kupp was. Yeah. So it made it easier. But we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how these young receivers come aboard and how the, you know, Packers, even though they're 3-1 right now, have had some struggles on offense, how they play throughout the year.
Hi, this is Lindsay Rhodes, host of the NFL Roadshow podcast. Now that the NFL season is finally underway, we'll be filling your podcast feeds with three, yes, three fantastic podcasts every week. On Mondays, we'll be reacting to all of the action from the weekend's games. Wednesdays are for a deeper dive into one specific topic. And Fridays, we'll give you a bite-sized episode with all of my various fantasy football thoughts. You can listen to all of these NFL Roadshow episodes on the SXM app or wherever you stream your podcasts.
Aaron Judge is chasing history every time he's up at bat at Rangers Globe Field in Arlington, Texas. We'll go live to him. I believe the Yankees are starting at 8:05, so shortly we'll head out there on Yankees Radio Network with John Sterling. But before we do that, I tried to tell Adam Pac-Man Jones and LeSean Shady McCoy that my guy, G-Money, Geno Smith, when given the opportunity, he would ball. The Seahawks didn't even punt Sunday versus the Detroit Lions and won the game 48-45. Now, Geno Smith and Rashad Penny were so good. Like I said, they didn't even need their punter. Smith accounted for three touchdowns in the first half, and Penny had a pair of long second half scoring runs, helping the Seattle Seahawks win 48-45. Here's his head coach, Pete Carroll, talking about Geno Smith's play.
Geno played spectacular football. Not just the throwing and the catching, but the command of the game and running the whole show. He did an incredible job, and he ran the ball too for 50 yards or something. So fantastic day. I don't know how you could do a whole lot more and play a whole lot better than that.
Now, if you just look at the numbers, right? That's where we are, right, Shady? We're numbers guys. Geno Smith was 23 of 30 for 320 yards, two touchdowns for the year. He's completing 77% of his passes, over 1,000 yards passing, has six touchdowns, top five in QBR quarterback rating. And his two receivers, right, they got to be ecstatic because Tyler Lockett has over 300 yards in four games. DK Metcalf is near 300 yards in four games. I'll ask you this question, Shady. Are the Seahawks better with Geno instead of Russ right now?
Come on, man. Like, we're getting disrespectful. Geno Smith. It's been four games, right? Russ was on a new team right now. They're trying to find their groove, trying to gel together. It happens. Where Geno Smith has been playing over there, well, been a backup, but being on the offense, learning the playbook, and et cetera. I mean, he has some good weapons. He's made some good plays. He's played some good games, but he is who he is. I don't see a big selling.
Oh, my God. Guy from, you don't want to get that man no flowers, huh?
I don't really know that many good players from West Virginia, first of all. And second of all, his career hasn't been like, he hasn't been like that good. So,
bro, like this, sometimes you got to go to a fresh place, you know, and get a second opportunity.
But this, stop trying to like compare him to Russ. That's disrespectful. Ain't
nobody, I'm not comparing him to Russ. I'm just saying, but Russ, the last year and a half did not look well with the Seattle Seahawks offense. Bro. He struggled the first four games of this season. Is that not correct?
No, he didn't struggle last game.
He had a decent game, but what did he do the first three games?
He didn't play well enough to win.
Did they lose?
You just lied and said four struggles. That's a lie.
So he had his most efficient game this last week. I'll give you that.
Thank you. Don't thank you for not lying.
Well, then put some respect on Geno's name, because all you were saying was, he had simple offensive plays in week one. So this man ain't throw for 320 yards and complete 70% of his passes?
As talk to Pac-Man, I'm about to look him up.
Oh, my God. Please look it up. What do you think about Geno's play the first four weeks of the season, Adam Pac-Man Jones?
I'll just, you know, first of all, Geno went to West Virginia. That's my boy. But I'm saying he playing way better than I thought he would play. This is the best I've seen Geno play. You did say it.
Ever.
You said when he get with some good Shady coaching around the good cast that he was going to play good. He's playing unbelievable right now.
Yeah. Shady, I'll ask you this question. The Lions, right, they fight week in and week out, but their defense has just been – terrible, to say nicely. It's been terrible. With an explosive offense, how do they change things around on defense, man? Because actually watching some of the film, I love Aaron Glenn. But we had this thing that our coach used to tell me, right? Don't let your disguise take you away from actually doing your job. There's times when they go man coverage and blitz seven or eight guys. The safety pack, and you get this defensive speak, is literally blitzing from 10 yards away. But we'll get back to that conversation. Aaron Judge is up right now. We're going to go live with Yankees Radio Network as he's chasing home run 61. Man, so hyped that this happened live when we on air. I know my guy LeSean Shady McCoy is a big Yankees fan. Aaron Judge, first up at bat versus the Rangers at Globe Field, hits home run 62 to become the all-time leading home run record in a single season in the American League history. Shady, man, I'm going to throw it to you, man, because we were talking about the Seahawks, but it's about Aaron Judge right now. How dope, for one, as a player, is it to have one of the greatest hitting, you know, seasons of all time? And then two, how much pressure is off his back now heading into the playoffs now that he knows he's already got this record and done it?
Well, you're a great player like that. There's no pressure, right? You probably get annoyed with answering these questions, and every week everybody's talking about it, but he's a great player. Yankees, sign the man up. Don't be cheap. We need him.
Obviously, he's going to the Mets, man. He's going to the Mets.
Nah, we ain't going there.
I actually want to bring in our producer, Sean, because I know we talked about this earlier this year, and I was asking you, was this one of the greatest hitting seasons of all time? Now, obviously, it is probably the greatest American League, you know, season, single season of hitting in history. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, it's got to be. It's definitely up there, at least in American League history. I know, obviously, we've got, you know, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, and the National League. Barry Bonds, of course, recognized with the all-time single-season record, of course, with his record, he's set 0-1. And there's going to be a lot of talk about who is really the home run king. Is it Aaron Judge? Is it Barry Bonds? That's a conversation for another day. The reality of the matter is this is 62 home runs. That is not easy to do. And regardless of the fact, it's the new American League record. So hats off to Aaron Judge. He earned it.
Yes.
And he's going to earn a big payday from somebody this offseason. That's for sure.
Hopefully it's your Mets, Sean. But a follow-up question. I asked this to Shady. This has to be something that was weighing on him. I get what you're saying, Shady. You know, he's a great player. He doesn't feel pressure. I think this was weighing on him a little bit. And I think him getting this done, just I think they only had one game, I think, left after if he didn't get it done tonight. Heading into the playoffs, this has to be a big weight off his shoulder, huh, Sean?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? And this makes things easier now for the Yankees. They've clinched the American League East. They're going to play Tuesday night in the American League Division Series. And really, the reason that Aaron Judge is still playing at this point, or at least playing, you know, a full nine innings, he's definitely not playing tomorrow, was because of this record. And now the Yankees finally have everything they can relax. Actually, I take that back.
I was going to say, Triple Crown. He's still up for that, right?
Yes, he is still in contention for the Triple Crown, so he definitely will play tomorrow. My apologies, forgot about that. You see, we talked about that, right? Now that the chase is over, now everybody is like, oh, that's right, we have the Triple Crown now, and with tomorrow being the season's final day, we're going to see if he can get it or not. You know, again, hats off to Aaron Judge. He had a phenomenal season, 62 home runs. That's what this game's all about. It's about the home run ball. But definitely, like you said, you know, it takes a lot of pressure off him, takes a lot of pressure off the Yankees. And Triple Crown or not, now their focus is the playoffs.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pack. I know you want to say something. I mean, this is, again, one of the greatest hitting seasons of all time. Some would say maybe the greatest hitting season of all time. 62 home runs in the American League, a single season, has the record now, and also has the opportunity to add the Triple Crown to that. Just go ahead and speak about this accomplishment that Aaron Judge just, you know, accomplished.
It's unbelievable, you know. Last person that I think was Barry, wasn't Barry Bonds the last person to do this? And then we had to go through all of the others.
Well, he did it in the National League. I think it's us. Yeah. Is it 72, Sean, if I'm not correct, or is it 73?
The record is 73 all 73, time.
Correct.
In a single season.
Yeah. I wish I could hit 73 balls in any direction playing baseball.
There pause, you go, pause, man. And pause.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, man. But nah, man, shout out to Aaron Judge. I know we've been following him live ever since he hit home run 60. We weren't on live air when he did 61, but I'm glad we were on live air when he hit 62. Shout out to the Yankees Radio Network for giving us that feed live. John Sterling on the call for the Yankees. This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Lee J. Duzible, with my guys, Adam Pac-Man Jones and LeSean Shady McCoy. And before Aaron Judge hit home run 62, we were talking about Geno Smith and the Seattle Seahawks. I want to go to you, Pac, right? Because we're defensive guys. The Lions, right?
Wait. Come to me, please.
For the Lions, you want me to come to you? All right, I'll come to you, Shady. The Lions, I believe, lead the NFL.
Let me take it over. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. She's going to take over my show.
Now, you said something that was false.
What?
You said that, you try to compare Geno Smith.
I knew he was.
I said just this season.
Don't, I don't like that. This say he's playing well. Don't mention Russell.
What you mean? They're playing better with Geno.
Yo, Pack, I can't make these numbers up.
Oh, my God. You cannot go back to his New York Jet numbers, bro.
Pack, in his career, he has 40 touchdowns, Pack. He has 39.
Oh, my God.
He got 39 picks and 40 touchdowns.
He talking about when this man was young, man. Ain't nobody trying to hear that.
Listen.
You know what? He didn't have the running game that Russ had. While you talking, he had a Legion of Boom. He didn't have the Legion of Boom line. Either.
Sean, hit my line.
He suck.
That's a Pac-Man line. Yo, listen,
that's
man.
I'm gonna keep it light,
and I won't hate because I love to see young brothers doing their thing. I'll say this: he's doing well right now, and let's leave it at that.
He's done well.
Out of four games, he's done well for three. Let's leave it at that.
Okay. But what has Russ done? We're going to leave it at that, though. Back, I want to go to you and talk about the Lions defense.
40 for
again.
40, not Jay-Z.
They lead the league in scoring right now, right? But they've lost three games close down the stretch. This defense has cost them the
they're
three
giving
that
up
they have.
20, like, 30. They're giving up. How many points did
they
gave
up
in
48.
The
they almost gave up a 50-burger to the Seahawks.
Man, they
how do they change things around? Because, again, every week you see this team fight tooth and nail. They obviously love their coach and they're fighting for him, but they got to turn things around on defense or everybody's going to be gone.
I don't know. I might have had one game in the NFL where a team scored 40 points on me. Or even, high 30s.
They almost put a 50-burger on. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. Like,
I think they gave up like 38 to the Eagles in week one.
Bro, they started off good. Everybody was talking about Lions this, you know what I mean? This and that, da-da-da this. Yeah. Man, is it the Lions curse? Is it the Detroit curse? That's what I want to know. I want to know why can't get over the hump?
Yeah. I mean, again, I watch film and I love Aaron Glenn. Right? I think he's a really good coach. And this could be on the players. I don't know what the message is being relied to, because I want this Lions team to do well because it's one of the few teams where the coaches are mostly ex-players, right? And I think that's scary to a lot of other coaches in the NFL. So I really hope they do well. But I don't know what the message is on the defensive side of the ball. Again, DK Metcalf in man coverage, the safeties, they're sitting in a two-high shell trying to give a two-high shell safety look. One safety pack blitzes from 11 yards. You not ever getting close to the quarterback in man coverage and cover zero or even cover one if you blitz him from 11 yards away. Had a coach used to tell me, do not let your disguise take you away from your ability to do your job.
And that's where you need to be. You got to get there. Come on,
And that's what's happening, it seems, with the Lions. It's a disconnect. They have had a few injuries, but good Lord, they got to get it together. Because, I want this team to succeed. I'll ask you this, Pat, because I know Shady's biased. If Geno continues to play this well, could the Seattle Seahawks potentially sneak into the NFC playoffs?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's 2-2 in that division right now.
And you got to realize, the better they play, the harder it's going to be for them to lose at home. Because that 12th man is really for real. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. And I think they played three of the first four on the road, if I'm not mistaken. I think they lost at San Francisco. Oh, they lost to Atlanta at home. So it's been 2-2. So I know, Shady, you hating on them. But I think if they continue to play well, you know how it is. A young team gets confidence. They got two rookie starting offensive tackles, young guys on the defensive side of the ball. Tyreek Woolen has played really well for them. I think he has two pick sixes already this season. They're a young team. If they continue to win, they're going to get more and more confidence. But let's talk about a story that was a little bit weird. Like, there was a report that DK Metcalf had been carted off the field, right? And nobody knew what was going on. Well, it turns out, Shady and Pac-Man, that he had to use the bathroom and he couldn't make it to the locker room in time. So has there ever been a time for you, Pac-Man, where you had to just use the bathroom really bad during the game and couldn't hold it and you had to figure it out?
It depends, because I pissed on the sideline like every game. Like I've towels.
That man didn't have to piss. He had to do some other things.
When you got to shit, you got to shit. And you know if you can make it there or not. And maybe he might have a little short on the back of his pants. He's like, hey, Bring the cart, bro. Bring the cart.
Yeah, they had to cart that man out of here. Shady, have you ever seen anything like that with a teammate that had to get carted to the restroom because he couldn't hold it?
No, that was extreme. But I know why, though. So if you play in Dallas, or not Dallas, but Detroit, that's a far walk. It's a far walk across the
field. It's a crazy walk.
You got to go up the loop up there they got. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like up a little hill. So I get it. And he had used the bathroom. Hey, man. Hey. And then they had Geno Smith. So, like, they were in good hands. In good hands.
You say, yeah, they were because my man was cooking.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.